Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. We're picking up in the book of Exodus today. In chapter 14, we'll read verses 1 through 14. This passage is going to remind the Israelites not to fear because God is with them. Exodus 14, verses 1 through 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea, directly opposite Baal-Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services." So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites, who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Pi-Hahiroth, opposite Baal-Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 101 of David, a psalm. "I will sing of your love and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord." And now let's move over to the book of Romans. Today we're in Romans chapter 2, starting in verse 17, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. I went back to rewatch the Bible Project video that's on Romans chapter 1 through 4, and they reminded me that the church in Rome was made up of Jewish and non-Jewish followers of Jesus. And at some point, Claudius, who was one of the emperors of Rome, had expelled all the Jews from Rome. And then 5 years later, they were allowed to return. And when they returned, they found a church that had become very non-Jewish in custom and practice. And this created a lot of tension. And so Paul is writing to the Romans to help them to be unified in the faith. And so today, the question of circumcision is going to come up again in this text of is that a mark of true faith? And what Paul is going to hit on is something that is very applicable to each of us. It is circumcision of the heart that matters. So, Romans chapter 2, starting in verse 17. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know His will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of little children, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law. But if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. So then, if those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. A person is not a Jew who is one only outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. If you're following along and praying for our church family, we're on letter N. Also, as we close, I just want to pray kind of a compilation of thoughts as it relates to the Scriptures. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the reminder that we do not have to fear, that if you say something, we can trust in your Word. The Israelites could trust that you would deliver them, and we also can trust that you will deliver us. Thank you for the greatest act of deliverance in Jesus our Lord. Help us, Lord, to be careful to lead a blameless life by the power of your Spirit. Give us wisdom on how to have a blameless heart. Lord, we want to have hearts that are circumcised, hearts that are symbolically changed because of what you have done for us. Hearts that are open to your word and your work. And so we pray that for today. We ask, Lord, your blessings on our family and our community, especially those whose names start with the letter N. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.